For those of you who are just joining us, good morning. Is it now afternoon, I guess, in Zimbabwe?
Yes.
Still 5:20 a.m. here in D.C. Mm-hmm. But thanks for joining us. And we are witnessing the inauguration of Emmerson Dambudzo who is the new president of Zimbabwe after President Robert Mugabe sent a letter to the Speaker of Parliament saying he was stepping down. This after the military intervened on Wednesday last week and put Mr. Mugabe under house arrest. And there were protests in Harare. ZANU-PF recalled Mr. Mugabe, and Parliament was preparing to impeach him before he agreed to step down. Mr. Mugabe, of course, did not attend today's ceremony. He said he was fatigued from last week's events. But there are many leaders from other African countries. There's President Ian Khama of Botswana, who is also stepping down, right? His term is ending. Yes. And then we have President Edgar Lungu of Zambia, former presidents Kenneth Kaunda, Pohamba of Namibia. There was also Sam Nyoma Gibbs, and South Africa, interestingly, sent its telecommunications minister, Gibbs.
So we saw the securocrats actually paying allegiance to the incoming, to the new president. So now, let's switch over.
The police commissioner general was roundly booed by the people. But General Constantino Chiwenga, who led this coup.
Very much applause.
He received a standing ovation. Very interesting.
Yeah, so kunjalo ke zvirukani ndaba sizvile ke abantu bengani bamsola-sola ke Augustin Chihuri yena kokhela mapolisa. Bambhuyile sibili ngesikhiwa xa singakube kanjalo ukuthi bebemhoza sibili. Bamhozela into ezinengi ngoba siyawazi ukuthi amapolisa phela kungani ajalo ukutshaya abantu, sazi anikwa i-nickname ukuthi ngoborobayi. So ke kuzobuya ke uGeneral Chiwenga, abantu bamtshayela izandla kakhulu engena esitejini kompana itshela umongameli ukuthi uzamhlonipha njalo amlalele njalo abe seprotector lelizwe leZimbabwe. Kuzobuya nabe-prisons labo batsho njalo. So singazi ukuthi bathe bekwenza lokho abakwenzileyo i-constitution ingade ingaphi njalo lokuthi khonoku abakufungele umnumzana uMgabe bese bekubeke ngaphi. Yes, phinde ke sibuyele kubaba uNkululeko Sibanda okhona ngale ke eLondon. So briefly, Dr. Sibanda, you saw the generals actually paying allegiance to the new president. What's the significance of that?
I think that it is important for as long as the general is still in good books with the president Mnangagwa. And they haven't had any issues. I mean, it is certainly very clear that if Mnangagwa attempted to fire him anytime soon, there would be a lot of trouble. This is certainly the reason why it is never advisable to use force under any circumstance, especially internally, because the president stays on for much longer and the president puts everybody in fear. And you can see that the general is no longer really a military general as of now. It will be good advice for Mnangagwa to retire quite a few generals in the nearest possible period. And I think that General Chiwenga would be easily retired by appointing him to a very high-ranking position in government. Doing so, as did General Olusegun Obasanjo in Nigeria, restored integrity and professionalism, most of all, to the military forces and put some order to rank and file. And that, in fact, it works in favor of the country, and it promotes opportunities for the respect of the national constitution, We know that the constitution is always in danger of being abused or set aside by militaries. And the retiring generals who were in any way, shape or form involved in any military action against the government is roundly advice to the incoming president. It doesn't matter how friendly he is to them. He may retire them by appointing them to official businesses. General Chiwenga, certainly now a very strong politician, has no business in the military, needs to join the fray, needs to come into politics, and perhaps make him vice president or anything of the sort, which means that they can then share their fate. If he doesn't do that, there will be a serious problem in terms of continued constitutionality.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Dr. Sibanda. Of course, we are now waiting for President Emmerson Dambudzo Mnangagwa to deliver his inaugural address. That will be coming shortly, Gibbs, and for those of you who are just joining us. We are today talking about the inauguration of Emmerson Mnangagwa. He is now officially the president of Zimbabwe. And, of course, President Robert Mugabe did not attend, though some SADC leaders did attend. Ian Kama received a standing ovation, Gibbs.
Yes. So we've got people that are sending a lot of messages on Facebook. Remember that we're live streaming this event on VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. So go there right now if you are not already on Facebook. VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Shona. So Titi Chidarikire says, Tangai Nemaswingo Road, President. So he's saying, start with the upgrading of Nemaswingo Road. And then we've got Francisca Mandea, who sent us a message as well. Francisca says, corruption, Mr. Chiwuri. That's why people boot you. Titi says the whole police needs some reshuffling, or they need to call Chiwenga there to clean it up.
Mm-hmm.
So then Sheila Mataranyika says, Mr. Mugabe fatigued, and then put those faces. You know, the faces showing that somebody
is tired.
Yeah. And then we've got Sharon who says, ah, you people, your comments kill me. So then LOL laughing out loud. And then Sisulu Baba Lapu Kuba Ngobe Ekumwene. Baba Ngobe, kunjani egoli kuna ngapha?
Hayi, egoli ku right kwana.
Yeah, hayi sivuka kuhle. So akusitshela ukuthi wena uthini ngodaba lolo ugcotshwa kwamnangako.
Hey, kwanda kunzima. Mina umbono wami uyadisa kancane. Yes, mina ngibona ngathi umahluko wakhona umncane kulayo, akula mahluko vele. Yes, ngoba ngathi ngiwangixoxa nje nabanye lapha ngiyabuza ukuthi kanti lapha kumele sicelebrethani vele, sicelebrethe ukuphuma kwamongameli kade khona, kumbe sicelebrethe ukungena kwamongameli omutsha. But abantu ngenxa ye desperation, it seems they are confused, they don't even know what we are celebrating. Sekunika umbono wokuthi mina abantu abakwenzayo khathesi abakwenzi ngoba bethanda, bakwenza ngoba bengela choice. Yes, ye into esingizisa ubuhlungu-ke ukuthi thina emthakazi nje sisuka sibe sesingasakwazi ukuthi sigcine ngaphi ngale situation. Njengathinta labanye ekhaya ngale makhaya ema-reserve ngale, abaningi abayibaphathi kuhle indaba yakhona la ngendlela eyenzakale ngayo. Abanye bathi kanti akade kuvele uvice ka-president ngubani, constitutionally ngubani okumele ukuthi ngabe kuthiwa ukhona lapho. Yes, abanye bamandebeleni sele sithi bona hayi uphelekezela mphoko, kufanele ukuthi ngabe kuthiwa nguyo lapho, kodwa njengoba engaziwa ukuthi ungathi. Indaba yangikhona iba nzima, angikwazi ukuthi mina ngayi-explaina ngithini, kodwa-ke umbono wami ngokuthi-ke ayenzakalanga ngemfanelo.
Yes, akuzwa kakhulu-ke. Ye, mnumzana, phose lokugcina khonapho-ke, Baba Ncube.
Angiza baba.
Ye, phose lokugcina baba, phose lokugcina sebe.
Okay, mina into engiyifisayo nje ukuthi ngabe kuthiwa abantu ngabe kuthiwa bayahlanganisa amakhanda bebone ukuthi isasa lethu liya ngaphi, kusebenze ngokubambana, kusebenzela ngokuthembana, ngoba okwathesi ithemba kalikho emuntwini. akula umuntu othemba omunye umuntu ngenxa yokuthi ukhulumende